Last week I got to see the power of community involvement through a passion project I run, and it was a very humbling experience. I run the local family-friendly professional wrestling promotion, Barry Wrestling. We run monthly at 49 Ferris Lane and perform as part of Canada Day and Kempafest. The majority of the talent are from the GTA and Southern Ontario, with some from New York. About a month or two ago, the amazing people at Empower Simcoe asked if two of our wrestlers would be a part of their Community Champions fashion show, which was held November 2. Empower Simcoe officials saw us perform at Kempafest and loved the show, which led to their inquiry. Empower Simcoe is very respected in our community, and rightfully so, as their mission is to improve the lives of those faced with intellectual disabilities and to ensure inclusivity. First and foremost, the night was amazing. The models in the show were those who use the services of Empower Simcoe, and to see the pride in their faces was something I won't soon forget. They clearly had missed the show, as it took a hiatus these last 2 years. There were outfits made by volunteers at Empower Simcoe that were modeled on the runway by those using the organization's services, and clothing donated by giving businesses in the region. Another thing that struck me was how lucky I am to surround myself with talent in Barry Wrestling, who have been helping give back to our community for the 8 years we have been running. The gentlemen who came to Barry on a Wednesday were from Buffalo and Brantford. When I asked if they were up for this, they didn't bat an eye, and the discussion of gas money didn't come up. The backstage at the show was full of those who were not only fascinated by a couple of wrestlers hanging out, but of us, in awe of how the organizers were getting the show put together. It was really something to see, as the person who could be described as the director had everyone ready in time to head out through the curtain despite the excitement all the models were feeling. I would love to say that the Barry Wrestling duo of Puff and Pretty Ricky were the highlight, but a client of Empower Simcoe named Jason doing his rendition of Mr. Roboto stole the show and had everyone clapping and singing along. The wrestlers were on last, but were planning to stay for the show had they been on first. I did not expect our wrestling show to get so involved with the local community and anticipated events, but the honor is unreal. There are organizations in our city and region doing selfless things for people who need it, and if you have a chance to help in any way through a show, event, or appearance, do it. To be part of the fashion show was something very special, and I know it was to the talent who drove up the 400 to do so. Sean Gibson is a reporter at Barry Today.